Hello, you're listening to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. If some of our discussions and tips are working for you, why don't you grab a 15-minute call with us at ecommercecall.com. We'll see whether we can help scale your e-commerce business. We will quickly see if we're a fit or whether we can recommend someone else to get you where you need to go. The worst case is you'll have a fun 15-minute chat, and regardless, you'll come away understanding a lot more about your business. Book a call at ecommercecall.com. Hello and welcome to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. This week, Ian and I diving into the homepage. It's a very important page, not as important as it used to be, but still one we need to get right. And there's certain techniques that you need to do in order to make sure this important page does what it should. So let's get started. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hello, Mark. All right. Welcome. Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Nice weather over here in New Zealand.
Clocks have gone back in the UK. It's dark when you come out of work.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
I know. Summertime here. Raining over there. It'd be usually the time when I'd be just coming back from the UK, because I come over to the UK twice a year, and it'd usually be the time to come back to New Zealand and come into spring. But you're not allowed to actually leave the house now, which is... I can't even get an airplane, can I? I think I could get to the UK eventually. I think I could get to the UK. Probably could get back, but then I'd have to spend 2 weeks in lockdown and pay for it as well, which would be fun. Anyway, today we thought we'd talk about homepage design, working out whether or not, you know, how important that page is and what we want to achieve with the homepage, because it's obviously something we all have to do, and it is an important page. It's become less important over time, but very big page.
Just to pick that point then, explain why it has become a less important page over time, because that needs explaining, because that's a very important point. So, Mark, in your own words, why has the homepage become less important than it was 5 years ago?
Well, 5 years ago, you traditionally drive your traffic via Google Ads, which was predominantly Google search ads. And also, Facebook advertising wasn't as big a thing. And also, SEO was probably more a bigger thing. And also, email was driving. So all those channels probably would drive a lot of traffic to the homepage. So like your search ads would be like men's suits, and you take them to the homepage rather than a specific product. You know, there might be things like, you know, pinstripe suits, you'd take them to like a category or something like that. But still, a lot of it would go through the homepage. Yeah. And then over time, you know, marketing has changed. You know, a lot of the Google ads spend you would be spending would you now go onto Google Shopping, which would take people directly to a product. A lot of the Facebook ads, you know, the best ones that get, well, the most ones that get the most impressions are the catalog ads. So they take people directly to product pages. And so, you know, a lot of the traffic is now landing on different pages than the homepage. Yeah. So,
and specifically the product page.
Yeah, specifically the product page.
But it's so interesting, if you still look at how popular the homepage, it's always, the homepage is still one of the most popular pages on the site. Obviously what happens if people go to the product page and they often go back to the homepage, go, well, you know, who are these guys? Let me see. So obviously it's still a hugely powerful, important page, but it's no longer often the first landing page you see.
Yeah.
So they'll land on the product page, and then they'll sort of reverse, and it you know, it can be remarketing that then pulls them back to the homepage.
Yeah. So you can go and have a look to see how many people are landing on the homepage as a percentage, or even visiting the homepage. And what you tend to find is that sometimes like about 20% of the traffic goes through the homepage on average, but actually sometimes quite a large amount of the revenue is done through the homepage, in that, you know, someone might come and land on a product page, go and check out some of the other pricing, and then come back through a direct link to the homepage and then go and buy. So you just need to...
Well, also, existing customer too. You know, an existing repeat person will come to the homepage. But let's face facts, okay? You know, no one is going to magically land on your homepage for, you know, for without motivation or reason. They either, if to land on the homepage, they've got to, they've really got to either direct type your domain name, or type in your brand name.
You know, yeah. Or search. I mean, search rankings. People do have search rankings coming to that page. You know, you might be top four, you know, car batteries or whatever. But it's obviously there's intent there usually when someone comes to the homepage. So it's obviously going to do, should do better than maybe some of the other pages, because probably more qualified traffic to your homepage.
Main stat you're looking at is the bounce rate, isn't it, of the homepage?
Yeah.
And we often say that the bounce rate should be less than 25%. And if and sometimes, if we're feeling a little bit more mean, we would say less than 20%. So that basically means that less than, if you've got a homepage that's bouncing more than 20%, that's too high. So that would indicate that there's something not quite right. So in terms of, you know, looking at the site and going, right, where should I, from where, you know, for the where can I get the biggest bang for my time? What should I be optimizing? Should it be product, category, home? And if you look at that and you say, well, is my homepage bouncing more than 20%? So that's, and basically to find this, go into Google Analytics, look at the landing pages, audience, behavior, content, landing pages. That's right, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
GA nerd. And you look at the homepage, and the homepage could often look like a forward slash.
Because that's
your homepage.
Or you could look at it all pages as well. All pages.
Yeah, look at the bounce rate. And the bounce rate is significant. So if it's less than 20%, you're normally okay. If it's more than 20%, you say, all right, we need to optimize it. But mainly, the homepage, you know, coming into what the homepage has got to do, you know, it's got to, Mark, you said this years ago. I don't know where you came up with this. Probably read it in a book somewhere and then passed it over as your own. And I believe it. But you said that the homepage has got to reassure people that they should invest their time here. You know, so it's got to say, it is worth spending time on this website. You are going to find what you want. You know, you're either going to solve the problem that you want to solve, or you're going to find something that you know you've got a great choice. So it should be reassuring people that yes, spend your time here. And once it it does that through conquering trust, showing credibility, showing gosh, oh my God, people like me have benefited from this. So, you know, straight statements, strap lines, you know, loads of reviews, 25,000 reviews. You know, UK the largest number one supplier of, you know, widgets, those sort of things are great, and it obviously has to set the tone of voice and the whole brand. And it's still a really important page to design because it does set the scene, set the tone for the whole website.
Yeah. Well, I think just one thing I wanted to mention whilst you were talking about bounce rate is that, because I'm getting quite a lot of people, well, someone just emailed me today actually, and they're like saying, oh well, the bounce rate's not a problem, it's 2%. And it's like, well,
it's an error.
If it's lower than 2 or 1% or even 0, it's often an error. It's usually because something is, every time someone's come to the website, you've got like a banner popping up or an event popping up. And Google thinks that's an interaction, and therefore it's thinking that someone's interacted. So if you've got a low, low bounce rate, like really low, check it's not an error, because often it is. It can't go that low. So
yeah. I think lowest I've ever seen it naturally be is about 14%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I've really ever seen it lower than that. If I saw a homepage bouncing at 14%, that would be an exceptionally low bounce rate. So if you're 2-3%, there's an error. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Something.
And I would check that. Even 14%, I'd go and check because there was some landing pages that had banners and something flicking on. Anyway, so what you were saying about the homepage being the trust page. So, like, what tends to happen is, you know, they'll see an advert on Facebook. They go and they like the product and they go, oh, hang on a minute. Is this website a scam? And now that sounds ridiculous because it's obvious to you you're not a scam. But it's amazing how many people are so worried about stuff being a scam that clearly is it, you know, like if you actually knew what to look at, because they're just, some reason they don't seem to know what to look at and what to see. And so therefore, you know, like even, and you'd think this was like one of our top level two people in the group, you know, he's doing like 10 million a year and still people were worried that whether he was a real store or not. And that's like, you know, even so, if someone's doing over 10 million and still people are thinking, oh, is this a scam? Is this a real store? If you're small, then it's obviously going to be an even bigger problem, because you're not going to have all the Trustpilot reviews. You're not going to have the, you know, the credibility and the, you know, all that stuff going on. So what people will do is two pages. They'll go and look at your homepage and look at your About Us page. That'll be the first due diligence they'll do. So the homepage needs to show that, first of all, you're a real company. There's real people behind the brand, that you do what you say you're going to do. Maybe, you know, if you're, you know, a company that supplies like garden stuff, maybe you've worked with the Chelsea Flower Show and those kind of, you know, put some accreditations on to say you've worked with other people, borrow from their authority. So that's what the homepage does. It builds trust to say, look, you're in the right place. You can trust us because these other people have trusted us. And look at all these reviews we've got. Here we are. We're real people. This is where our premises is. You know, here we've got a shop. You know, we're not going to run away if something goes wrong. So it's all those reassurances that people look for on the homepage. And, you know, at the very least, you want to be putting the people behind, at least a little bit of message from the founder and maybe some, you know, magazines you've been focused in, especially if you're at the beginning. Like if you look at some of these early, you know, huge stores like Made.com and people like that, like at the beginning, they had to go out their way to kind of prove that they were a big deal, like that they could do what they said to do. But you can't look at their websites now because everybody knows Made.com. Mm. You know, they've been advertising the London Underground for like 10 years. And so you've got brand recognition when you go to that website. But if you look at them before they had that, it was different. They had to get that authority,
so go and look
that
at
credibility across.
Go and look at Wayback Machine, which is, you know, one of the archive ones, and you can look at your competitors that you're, you know, critically evaluating or emulating, or the bigger guys. Mm. Look at what they were doing 5-6 years ago, or even further, and see what's separate. And that's a classic example. The Made.com, we often say Made.com. You look at what their homepage looked like 10 years ago compared to now. Now it doesn't say this strap line, but at the time, 10 years ago, it said direct from source, cutting out the middleman, saving you money, because that was their whole value proposition. They were basically going to the factories and who were making these chairs and tables, and they were bringing them direct to the consumer. And
a lot of testimonials, I think, as well.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. Kind of stuff. But that was all over. That was the whole USP, and that's what they did. So that's another thing. So you've got to set out the store. You're right. This is who we are. This is who we stand for. This is why you should trust us. And you do that through social proof and reviews and testimonials and all those things. But ultimately then, once you've then given that element of trust and credibility, then you've got to get them into their journey. You've got to help them.
Mm.
And that's the next skill of knowing what to put where, and you would call them buckets, you know, where, and the classic bucket, if you're a fashion site, would be men's and women's. So, you know, you have, are you a woman? Are you a man?
Shop
and
men.
That's an engagement, you know, an example there. And a lot of I've had this conversation with lots of clients over the years, you know, is what to do with the homepage banner. Because that's the first thing right at the top. That's the prime real estate right there at the top, mobile, desktop, doesn't matter. The first thing people see, and that homepage banner is something that should be used that appeals to the masses of your customer base, not the one or two niche people. And remember this, that you are looking at your website every day. and you're just thinking, oh, I'm getting bored of this homepage banner. I'm getting bored. I need to change. But your customers, you know, the average amount of times people buy from an e-commerce site is 1.5 times a year. So they're only coming on 1.5 times a year. Mm. So to them, it may well be fresh. They've not seen it before. But to you, you're like, think it's boring. Now, so that homepage banner should be something that, that appeals to everybody. And I'll give you an example. So if I was a women's fashion website and it was summer and my average order value was £50 and my best sellers were summer dresses, that homepage banner would be top 10 summer dresses under £50, because that is going to appeal to my masses of customers that are going to come on. Everybody's going to want to see that.
Mm.
Alternatively, I could put some random new niche product that might be, you know, some leopard print leather belt that only, you know, 0.5% of my customers are going to, you know, it's a nice, pretty image, but no one's going to be bothered about it. How much more money I'm going to make by putting that top 10 summer dresses under £50? You know, I'm going to clean up. It's going to be so much more powerful.
The only other thing I would add to that. Belt. The only other thing I would
add to that, Mark.
Okay. is basically like clothing stores, because sometimes the homepage banner, you would use something slightly more outrageous, like a peacocking technique, like they do.
Well,
with,
this is a shop window. This is what they do.
Yeah, shop window.
Yeah, they always they do something. They do a mannequin or a model dressed slightly crazily, and then, you know, it's like a. Sorry, you're absolutely right. You carry on.
Yeah. So basically, you would have something with, like, someone comes to a clothing store and they go, oh, I'm looking for something a little bit more out there. You know, I want to make a change, blah, blah, blah. And then you have something on the homepage banner that's kind of like called, you know, like peacocking. And you get, you know, it's the same thing they do in the windows of stores that kind of frames it, that makes everything look a little bit more exciting. And then, you know, 9 times out of 10, the buyer will look at that and go, oh yeah, this is an exciting store, and they'll go and buy the same brown jeans they always buy. But that,
yeah,
it's just the way, it's kind of like they want to be more exciting and yet do what they've still always done. So it's kind of a little bit about that. Whereas if you're in like home design, home decor, or you're in clothing, or and you're kind of like, people want to make a statement, then obviously the homepage should set out something that is a bit more out there, that kind of defines the style. Yeah. I mean, it's like, like, look at those catwalk shows. I mean, nobody actually wears a lot of, those clothes that they actually walk down the catwalk is.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, I was confused me for years. I was like, who buys this stuff, you know? And it's like, you know, you can see that they're naked under their clothes and you're like, you can't go out like that. But then they then use catwalk stuff as an inspiration for their kind of ready to wear stuff. So
the homepage is your shop window as you're walking down the high street. You know, it's there to entice people in. That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
You know, and it has, yeah, and you do have to go slightly overboard with it.
Yeah.
Set the tone. But then take
it from the other example, like someone selling, you know, like pharmacy supplies. And obviously you can't do the peacock technique for that. Then it's much more about your USPs for shopping at that store then, isn't it, on that banner. It's much more about, well, these are the reasons why you buy from us, because
ultimately
you're buying direct.
You've got to understand the job to be done. Yeah, you've got to understand whether or not it's a problem-solving, rational purchase, in which case you agitate the pain points.
Yeah.
And if it's an emotional, you know, lifestyle product, you increase the desirability through beautiful imagery and aspirational photography, and really push the lifestyle elements. And so, you know, that just like a shop on the high street will be laid out differently. So is the website.
Yeah.
You know, if you go into a different store, you know, it's
very much the job to be done.
Yeah, that's the key. So for example, an online pharmacy homepage would people are there, you know, they'll often need things now.
Mm.
You know, they'll want, you know, next day delivery. You know, they'll want credibility, trusted by thousands of patients, you know, in the UK, you know, guaranteed next day delivery, seven days a week, you know, UK's largest supplies of online pharmacy, you know, huge price range stocks available, price match promise, all those things that that people would be anxious about need to be solved. Now, what you're not trying to sell at this stage, you're just giving them the reassurance that they should invest their time on this website.
In the right place.
So yes, you should continue, because, you know, what do we say? The average time on site, you know, two and a half minutes, 5 minutes, you know, obviously it depends on what you're selling and what people are buying, but, you know, it's at least 2.5 minutes, isn't it? So
yeah,
should you spend 2.5 minutes? And obviously it can be much higher depending on the average order value and the amount of, you know, the considerations of the purchase, but you know, it's a big investment, and like people have nanoseconds to make the decision.
Well, a good one to think about is like a gift website. So if you're buying a gift for somebody else, you know, you can understand that you think, am I likely to be able to find a gift for Aunt Sally on this website? That's what the homepage needs to convince them that they are going to be able to do. Because if it looks like they're not going to invest the time, because it's like looking for a gift we know can suck hours and hours and hours. So therefore we're quite careful where we start our search. And so that's what you've got to convince people is that, is in my product hunt, is my 6 minutes that I've assigned to this, is it working?
Yeah.
So I think let's talk about what the other stuff we've done. You know, we did some split tests on homepages before, haven't we?
Yeah, to make
a difference.
Probably one of the most interesting split tests that we did was taking the prices off the homepage, and that was interesting because it shows. You know, you don't have to sell on the home. The homepage isn't there to sell. You know, if you put a product on the homepage and you sell, you know, 100,000 products or even 100 products, the chances of you actually finding the right product people want to sell is very rare. So, you know, it's not for selling products. So, you know, we took the prices off the homepage for a luxury site. You know, if you're selling a luxury lifestyle product, don't put the product prices on the homepage. You know, in fact, actually, taking it one step further, we've seen quite a few examples of really good aspirational websites, e-commerce sites, not putting the pricing on the category and product listing page as well. Only putting it on the product page. Anyway, we're talking about homepage today. But when we've removed prices, the click-through rate went up, bounce rate went down. That was our example of what happened.
That was probably for an aspirational product site. Yes. I mean,
and that's where.
But I mean, you could experiment. Experiment.
Experiment is a very good example of how, you know, you can't assume one split test is going to work well for one site, because that we split tested that on an aspirational luxury fashion store, not, you know, somewhere selling, you know, cut price hammers and nails.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing we've done, which was interesting, is quite a lot of work around the personalization of the homepage based on a first-time visitor or an existing visitor who's you know, gone into the site, where we've changed the homepage banner and the products based on what they've been looking at. You know, that's really simple technology now. That's dead easy. You know, we've been doing the Magento one for the last 8 years. You know, dead easy. You don't need a massive, you know, £2,000 plugin to do that. That's dead straightforward. You know, that's quite interesting. And obviously having recently viewed on there.
Recently viewed, especially on mobile. If you come back, let's say, you know, you've seen a dress or you've seen two dresses you think might be right. And then you come back, you know, you go and I'll go and look at Dorothy Perkins or whatever. Does Dorothy Perkins even exist anymore?
I don't know if it's still trading.
For like 20 years ago.
Maybe online. All right. You need to get up to date with your examples.
Well, you know, I've not been dress shopping for a long time, Ian, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What about, BHS, CNN?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you go BHS, CNA. Yeah, you go in all those places looking for your dress, and then you come back to the website. Woolworths, yeah. And Yeah, you go and then you find you can't find the product. And it's like, well, now we've got to spend all that time trying to work out where it was. So, you know, on the homepage, recently viewed products, make it easy for people to find that dress that they spent so much time on. And just make it easy. And like the same thing with business to business, like business to business, like people often come and buy the same thing over and over again. And it's like, well, we need some more of those screws, but I need to know exactly what screws they were. And yeah. So, you know, make you sure it's very easy.
Reorder tab in the header.
Or like it very easy to find your past orders. And that yeah. like when you go to past orders, it's not just like a list of like, oh, you bought these orders. It's like, can you search in these orders for products bought in these categories and make it easy to use so that if you go, right, I bought that bracket 2 weeks ago. I need another one, but I've got since then we've ordered like 14 things. Which bloody order is that in? So you can go, right, I want to search for bracket within my orders or something.
Well,
what you do is
you'd show all the products you've ordered in recency and frequency. So you know, within those orders, then you can just go, yeah, one of them, two of them, three of them, you know, all those things.
Yeah, so like almost commonly bought. And it's like there's loads of stuff like that you can do. I was looking at someone who's turning over a lot, and I was like, okay, they're going to the orders, past orders to look at it. And you go and look at it, it's just a list of it's just a list of order numbers. It's like, well, that's not helpful, is it, to anybody? Yeah. It's like, show them their most commonly bought products. They go, oh, that's it. That's that. Actually, I recognize it from the photo.
In the category page, product listing pages, you can actually have a filter say, show me only items in this category I've bought before.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, you can even merchandise it, couldn't you? Say, you've bought this before.
Yeah, and you could say, you've bought this six times in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
You know, you probably should buy again.
Exactly.
But that's getting into, that's a whole different conversation.
It is, because it's not about the homepage at all. It's talking about CNA.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. If only they'd existed now and they'd come and listen to our podcast, they could have been still in business.
Exactly.
I think they are in Spain and stuff like that. I think there is some CNA of their business. I think so.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, homepage.
Yeah, homepage. Well, that's it, really. I think there's a lot there. I think basically it's just about trust. It's about putting your best foot forward. It's building your authority, showing you that you can get the job to be done, convincing people that you can get to the job to be done. And you know, if you start with split test your homepage.
Yeah, and it's getting
that's
them off
the easiest place
into their journey. Mm. It's getting them into the journey, yeah. Isn't it? Quick,
engage,
don't mess about.
Engage.
Yeah, yeah. The homepage is an engagement device. That's what it should be considered. Like a widget for your site, like a configurator, like getting them off into the journey. And that classic, easiest one to think about is, you know, are you man, are you woman? If it's a fashion site or something, both. That's an engagement. Homepage is there to get them into their journey straight away.
Yeah. And if you've got thousands and thousands of products, like someone like Printerland, you know, the homepage banner should be a wizard to say, what have you got?
Go and look
you've got
that.
This.
And look at AO.com. Look at AO.com's homepage. And look at how that works. You know, what you've got right at the top, you've got a very strong nav, you've got a good USP bar underneath, you know, Trustpilot reviews, you know, number one rated XYZ, next day delivery. Yeah. The homepage banner is a big search tool, big massive search box. And then underneath that, you've got those spontaneous offers that come in. You know, because that's what they can do. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's basically they don't know. They don't know what the job to be done is. So they're basically going, we know you're in the range of these jobs to be done. Just tell us which job to be done you've got. And we will help you get to the right people, right place. So, you know, it comes down to that, depending on what you're doing. So awesome.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ian. Have a good evening. And for everybody listening, if you've not grabbed a copy of a book, just go to www.ecommercebook.co.uk and get started with all this jazz. And I'll speak to you all next week.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye.